Dynamite is an explosive technology used in the mining and quarry industry to blast rocks. According to experts, it is a composition of nitroglycerin, diatomaceous earth, and a small admixture of sodium carbonate. This is detonated into the lake, killing at once fishes within certain kilometers where the explosive can reach. It is said that less than 50% of the fish bomb with this method is salvaged. The residual fish, which are usually dismembered, cannot be collected for sale. Every living organism within the zone of the dynamite also dies. According to residents, people who engage in the practice also often get injured in the process. The practice in the area is as a result of easy access to the product. There are many quarry companies along the Tema Akosombo Highway around Shire Hills where the dynamite is used in blasting rocks. Those who engage in the act have threatened to kill anyone who crosses their path, either to stop them or report them to the law enforcement agencies. Available scientific evidence shows gradual decrease in the stock of fish within Ghana's fisheries waters due to increasing fishing efforts and the use of illegal fishing methods such as light fishing, use of unapproved fishing nets and gears, patrolling, and the use of the explosives. Despite Ghana's huge potential in the fishery sector, it is unable to produce to meet national fish demands. The country imports over 600,000 metric tons of fish, whilst it produces less than 400,000 metric tons annually. Last year alone, Ghana reportedly imported $135 million worth of fish. 11.3% of fish produced in Ghana comes from aquaculture. Inland production constitutes 18.1%, while marine production is 70.6%. Blackmore Yohopo is a chief fisherman at Bong Harbour Landing Beach. He is worried about the attitude of the law enforcement agencies towards the negative practice.
The damage issue now, we talk. I can't tell again because our voice reach where it can reach, but still the people are doing it. Today self, I went on fishing, they were blasting it so close to the dam. Nothing is being done about it.
How do they do it?
They say they tight it with some rubber, and then I learned there is a rope which the gunpowder is in it. So they use this quail, they light it and then put it inside the canoe. When they want to blast it, then they light it and then throw it, tighten with stone. So they tight it and then throw it. When they throw it, it reaches where it can blast, then it blasts.
So what happened?
They kill the fish.
It's like bombing the fish.
Yes, like how they have been blasting the stones at quarry. So when they blast it like that, all the fish around that area, they died. With the small fingers, everything died. Mm. So they come out the surface and then they pick it. They collect them. And sometimes they dive inside and then pick the ones lying on the ground. Mm. Which the ones they don't see, early morning will see them on the surface of the waters. Then rotting and then they will be passing just like that. Mm. So it's just killing the water and then in the fish industry. They are disturbing us, but we talk. Nothing is being done, so I can't say more.
Just like in the mines, they use explosives to blast. So they use the explosives in the water, blast. When it explodes, you know, it kills all the, not only fish, any living thing within where the explosion occurs. Yeah.
Mrs. Jenny Joglu Anchorina is an assistant director in charge of the Akosombo Zone of the Fisheries Commission. She oversees 6 districts in the eastern region.
The fisheries enforcement unit has been coming around, and now we have an office for the inland fisheries at Pandotoko. So they do come around. Anytime they come around, you know, they will go under. And then when they go away, then they start. But the commission has planned to put like a permanent patrol on the lake. When I say the fisheries enforcement unit, it's made up of our monitoring, control and surveillance unit staff, the Navy, and even the Marine Police. They all come together to form the fisheries enforcement unit. The last time they came around, the Navy was part, police too, they were part of it. And they came from Pong up to Kudukope, they patrol. They were here for like 3 days.
Back to Blackmore Yahukpo, the anti-dynamite fishing crusader.
It's very serious. He's killing those innocent people who come and then buy the fish because it's poisonous. You cannot identify the correct one, so you just come and buy it. You go and take it. Tomorrow, you will have a sad effect on you. When they blast the fish like that, the moment you buy it and then you eat, you can't know at first. But there is a difference in between the rare one and the one which is being used, the dynamite, to blast. When you get the right one and then the dynamite one, you put it on fire. You see that the dynamite one has been spilling on the fire. When you turn it, it's something very soft. But this one, you see that it is tightened. So that is a bit different. When you cook it too, it spread in the soup. When you fry it, you see that the stomach all has spread. So that means there is something affecting the fish. So there is difference. The innocent people, they don't know, but they will come and buy. We expect the government to come and build a station for the navies here. They should be here. If they are here, they will stop. If you go to, they will say evidence. So you have to bring evidence. We can't go and catch somebody. We are not police people. And they were monitoring us too. Sometimes they say they want to kill us, but we don't mind them.
You mean the people?
Yes, they are doing it. They will say if we try, they will kill us.
Generally, fishermen complain of low catches. And we've been trying to educate them on some of the things they should do to help with the regeneration of the catches so that they don't deplete further. And some of those things are they should use authorized nets, fishing gear, and also if they can have a day that they don't go fishing. But you realize that they go fishing every day from Lower Manya, Asujamai, and then the Upper Manya. They go every day.
Is it because they go to fishing every day, there is depletion of the fish stock in the river?
Yes, because the fish is a renewable resource. And we have some of the species within the year, there are seasons that the layman's term, they give birth, they spawn. And if every day you are fishing, so you tend to fish the pregnant fish. And even if you use a small mesh size, you fish the smaller fish. So in the end, it's like you are taking away a generation, just like a human being. If your wife goes to give birth and doesn't come back, and you marry another one, it goes and she doesn't come back. In the end, you have no family. So that is what is happening. They fish every day. They use very small mesh sizes, taking the baby fish and the parents all together. They've been doing it over years. And with time, you see the stocks go down. So when they go fishing, they don't get the catch that they used to get.
So the small mesh that you talk about, is it illegal?
It's illegal, they know. And if they are caught, normally our fisheries enforcement unit, they come around to check on those things. They destroy the nets. And some of them to use bamboo. And the bamboo targets one particular species. That method, they catch pregnant fishes of that species. Because when you lay the bamboo tracks, the fish thinks it's a place for it to go and spawn. That is, go and give birth. And then it enters there, it doesn't come out. It is caught. It's not a good method. It's illegal. We've been trying to, encouraging them to stop. And you know, they know it's illegal. But once in a while, you have some recalcitrant fishermen who still do.
The illegal practices you talked about, using bamboo and using unauthorized fishing gears like the nets. In terms of arrest and prosecution, do you have some figures?
For now, within my zone, I have no figures. We've been trying the dialogue method, especially Pong. The fishermen themselves know those people who do it. And if they don't volunteer the information to the enforcement agents, there's no way you can effect arrest.
The dynamite, how dangerous is that practice to the health of those who consume the fish?
Apart from it being injurious to the fishermen, some of them can even be killed or they can be injured through that. The water, you know, these are chemicals. So you get the chemicals getting into the water and it can get into, even the pond headways, a treatment. Some of the chemicals can get there, especially like the heavy metals, and it gets into the human beings, the system. And one other thing too, we have told them that if they do it even close to the pond dam, it can break the dam. And it's a national asset which can affect us. So even VRA too, they've also come in wearing some of our educational fora to explain things to them.
What about the fish that we consume from people who use the dynamite system of fishing?
If some of the chemicals gets into the fish and it's not removed and you eat the fish, by all means the human beings will be affected health-wise. It's very dangerous, even to themselves. We have shown them pictures and they also have evidence of seeing their fellow people being injured through that, and yet they still do it. And what also happens is that when they use the dynamite, and those fish that they catch, they don't sell them to the community, they sell them to strangers. And because of the way the fish is, it will be difficult for you to tell that it's dynamite. For food safety issue, we just have to make sure we enforce the laws and maybe patrol and make sure if somebody is caught and prosecuted, they will stop, which we've not been able to do. Yeah.
Ni Ajete Mato is the chief fisherman at the Tema Newtown Canoe Landing Beach.
Although we have learned that they have stopped the illegal fishing throughout Ghana, but in Tamaia we have stopped. But from Elmina, Apan, or all that side going, they haven't stopped. But in Tamaia we have stopped.
They have stopped light fishing.
They have stopped light fishing. But we don't know the reason why minister has left some people doing and some people doesn't do it. If they say make everybody stop, then everyone must stop. To me like this, if only they can advise we the fishermen, like we give you 2 months to make your light fishing. After 2 months, the 10 months will stop. I think that can help. Because if they make the agreement, they sign, everybody understood, and you go by yourself, they catch you, then you are in problem.
The MP for Adan Comfort, Doyo Kujo Ganza, was worried about lack of education on the illegal fishing practices.
We have to enforce the law. But you don't enforce the law illegally. The law says there should be no light fishing. We agree. Have you gone down to educate the people? And if there is even arrest on the high sea, we expect that it should bring them for the law to take its course. But people are being beaten, people are being brutalized, and if they attack them on the high sea, some of them jump into the sea and they don't survive again. This is what, as a mother, we are calling for, that the minister herself is a member of parliament and he should know that enforcement of the law doesn't allow brutalization. He should bring them to book, but they should stop the beatings. They should do the proper thing at the coastal line for us to have our peace. People are picketing in my house day in, day out for solutions because task force formed don't even take time to see whether those they have met are doing the light fishing or they are doing the normal fishing. What they do is to attack, beat, and then harass them. The whole Adan, the whole Sege and Pampram, there is pandemonium everywhere.
Ajete Tawia is secretary to the Tema Newtown Canoe Owners Association.
These practices are bad. Should enforce the law. The law about the petroling, lighting fishes. When we are dealing with our natural resources, we should put politics aside. Because when you go against nature, you will suffer. So this one, no politics. Because everybody eats fish, unless they're vegetarians. So about fishing practices, which are bad, there should be no politics. We should do it in such a way that our generation and generation will come and benefit. But if those of us alive now, we are taking all the spices from the sea, our children and their children, what are they coming to eat?
The fishermen, they are talking about low catches. If you use the dynamite, it doesn't discriminate. It destroys all the fish and other organisms around. So you are not giving the fish chance to reproduce and replace what you've caught. So such methods are destroying their own livelihoods. So it will be in their interest to do the right thing so that they can sustain the fishery. Because it is for their own good, which they don't seem to realize that you are destroying the very thing that you depend on.
The goal 14.4 of the SDGs envisaged that by 2020, countries should effectively regulate harvesting and end overfishing, illegal, unreported, unregulated fishing, and destructive fishing practices, and implement science-based management plans to restore fish stocks in the shortest time feasible, at least to levels that can produce maximum sustainable yield as determined by their biological characteristics. This report was put together with support from Media Foundation. Foundation for West Africa and UNDP from Akosombo in the Eastern Region, Dominic Honje reporting.